Shemot Bible, 10 to 12. It says here, this is part 1, 1 to 13. This is the whole thing? Oh, I see.
How many parts?
So many parts. Yeah, it said one part. You don't need to put part. So this is the complete to the end of the, it only has 13 chapters. So short, like the what is it, second canto has, these are quite small. Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, the age of deterioration. Right? So now after Krishna leaves, so that's natural. So this is called the conclusion. Right? Chapters 1 to 13. Okay, chapter 1, the degraded dynasties of Kali Yuga. Chapter 2, the symptoms of Kali Yuga. Chapter 3, the Bhumi Gita. Chapter 4, the four categories of the universal annihilation. Oh, that you were talking about before. Like that. Chapter 5, Sukadev Goswami's final instructions to Maharaj Parikit. Chapter 6, Maharaj Parikit passes away. Chapter 7, the Puranic literatures, right? So you go from the one into the to the detachment, and now you go into the, you know what I'm saying? It goes into the separation, the other. No?
Detachment and then separation.
From 10th canto. Remember there was the whole thing why it shifts?
Yeah, it shifted.
Yeah, so now it you see it shifting again. Now it's coming on that separation aspect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No?
Yeah.
Okay. Chapter 7, the Puranic literatures. Chapter 8, Markandeya's prayers to Nara Narayan Rishi. Chapter 9, Markandeya Rishi sees the illusory potency of the Lord. Chapter 10, Lord Shiva and Uma glorify Markandeya Rishi. Chapter 11, summary description of the Mahapurusha. Chapter 12, the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam summarized. Chapter 13, the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Isn't there in here something about all the different, when the sun moves, and then who sits with him and all that? When the sun, as the 12 Adityas, then they, and during their month, then who's the chariot driver, who's the sages, who's the...
That is in Canto 5.
That's in Canto 5?
Yes.
Oh. Somewhere I thought it was in here. Okay. Okay, preface. The 12th canto, in 13 chapters, discusses the four types of nirodha, or destruction. Amidst this, there are also topics about Krishna. Three chapters discuss the destruction of Dharma in Kali Yuga. Then one chapter discusses the four categories of universal annihilation. Two chapters describe conversations between Sukadeva and Parikit. One chapter discusses the Puranas. Three chapters describe Markandeya and the movements of the sun. Three chapters conclude the Bhagavad Purana. In two cantos, 10th and 11th, the nectar of Krishna's pastimes in the Moon Dynasty has been described for drowning all people in bliss. Now, in order to produce detachment from all things, all other things and people, the rest of the Moon Dynasty is described. Sardartha Darshani 2.1.1. No, 12.1.1. The 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam begins with Srila Sukadeva Goswami predicting the kings of the earth will appear in the future during the age of Kali. Then he gives a description of the numerous faults of the age, after which the presiding goddess of the earth sarcastically berates the foolish members of the kingly order who perpetually try to conquer her. Next, Sukadeva Goswami explains the four varieties of material annihilation, and then he gives his final advice to Maharaj Parikit. Thereafter, King Parikit is bitten by the snake bird Takshaka and leaves this world. Sutta Goswami concludes his narration of Srimad Bhagavatam to the sages of Naimisharanya Forest by enumerating the teachers of the various branches of the Vedas and Puranas, relating the pious history of Markandeya Rishi, glorifying the Supreme Lord in his universal form and in his expansion as the sun god, summarizing the topics discussed in this literature, and offering final benedictions and prayers. DBT summary. So chapter 1, the degraded dynasties of Kali Yuga. Dialogue overview. Having described the disappearance of Lord Krishna in the Yadu dynasty, Sukadeva Goswami describes the consequent degradation of Kali Yuga. Pratigya. The citizens, governed by low-class kings, will imitate the character, behavior, and speech of their rulers, and thus they will all suffer ruination. Right? So the kings, the leaders of society, aren't behaving properly. The common person will follow their example, and then everything will just be great. That's why you see in the Vedic literature, they're so careful about who's the leader. Right? It's not the political, it's who can actually maintain the character and protect the people. Adhyaya Prakashika. The first chapter of this canto briefly describes the future kings of the dynasty of Magadha and how they become degraded because of the influence of the age of Kali. There were 20 kings who ruled in the family of Puru, in the dynasty of the sun god, counting from Uparichara Vasu to Puranjaya. After Puranjaya, the lineage of this dynasty will become corrupted. Following that, because certain generations it goes nicely, and then after that, I think it's up to 28, and after that, then it's finished. Following Puranjaya, there will be five kings known as the Pradyotanas, who are then followed by the Shishunagas, the Mauras, the Sungas, the Kanvas, 30 kings of the Andhra nation, 7 Abhiras, 10 Gardhabis, 16 Kankas, 18 Yavanas, 8 Yavanas, 14 Turukshas, 10 Gurundas, 11 Malas, 5 Kila monarchs, and 13 Bahlikas. After this, different regions will be ruled over at the same time by 7 Andhra kings. 7 Koshalas, the kings of Vidura and the Nishadas. Then the power of rulership in the countries of Magadha and so forth will fall to kings who are no better than Shudras and Malechas and are totally absorbed in irreligion. Shloka Anusharana, verses 1 to 41. The kings of Kali Yuga. Sukadeva Goswami said, the last king mentioned in our previous enumeration of the future rulers of the Magadha dynasty was Puranjaya, who will take birth as the descendant of Brihadratha. Puranjaya's minister, Sunaka, will assassinate the king and install his own son, Pradyota, on the throne. The son of Pradyota will be Palaka, his son will be Vishakayupa, and his son will be Rajaka. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, the ninth canto described that in the Puru dynasty, Uparichara Vasu had a son named Brihadratha. His son was Jarasandha, whose son was Sahadev. Now, in this dynasty, the son of Sahadev was named Marjari, and Marjari's son was Shrutashrava. In this way, 20 kings up to Ripunjaya were described. Srimad Bhagavatam 9:22-49. The end of the dynasty, when the families become mixed, is also described. Puranjaya, another name for Ripunjaya, was the descendant of Brihadratha. After killing him, Sunaka will install his son Pratyoja as king. Pratyoja's son was called Palaka, because this line arose from Pratyota, is called the Pratyotana dynasty. So you see, it gets less interesting, right? Because you come into Kali Yuga, nothing special. Right? Sukadeva Goswami continued, the son of Rajaka will be Nandivardhana, and thus in the Pradyotana dynasty there will be 5 kings who will enjoy the earth for 138 years. Nandivardhana will have a son named Shishunaga, and his son will be known as Kakavarna. The son of Kakavarna will be Kshemadharma, and the son of Kshemadharma will be Kshetragya. The son of Kshetraga will be Vidisara, and his son will be Ajatashatru. Ajatashatru will have a son named Darvaka, and his same son will be Ajaya. Ajaya will father a second Nandivardhana, whose son will be Mahanandi. O best of the Kurus, these 10 kings of the Shishunaga dynasty will rule the earth for a total of 360 years during the age of Kali. My dear Parikit, King Mahananda will father a very powerful son and the wife of a Shudra woman. He will be known as Nanda. He will be the master of millions of soldiers and fabulous wealth. He will wreak havoc among the Kshatriyas, And from that time onward, virtually all kings will be irreligious Shudras. That lord of Mahapadma, King Nanda, will rule over the entire earth just like a second Parasaram, and no one will challenge his authority. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, he is called Mahapadma because he was the master of great wealth, or a great number of troops. He is compared to Parasaram because he destroyed the Kshatriyas. Right? Not, you know, like that, just by his bad behavior. And you know, how he used his power, everyone became corrupt. Sukadeva Goswami continued, he will have 8 sons headed by Sumalya, who will control the earth as powerful kings for 100 years. A certain Brahmin, Chanakya, will betray the trust of King Nanda and his 8 sons and will destroy their dynasty. In their absence, the Mauryas will rule the world as the age of Kali continues. Right, so then it just comes in line. They're already explaining here. Right, so then it comes down to this, and then the Nandas, because that's the problem. They're Shudras. So that's why they make so much trouble. And he tries to kill Chanakya, right? So that, who therefore then, you know, makes arrangements and gets the Maurya king, and then defeats Nanda, and then takes over. This Brahmana will enthrone Chandragupta, whose son will be named Varisara. The son of Varisara will be Ashoka Vardhana. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Nava Nandanan means Nanda and his 8 sons. The Brahmana named Chanakya will uproot them, though they trusted him. Pranannan. The Maurya dynasty will rule after that. Right? Sukadeva Goswami continued. Like it's even there is the that line, you know, Ashoka and all that. So this Chandragupta, even the, I think the thing with the 4 lions facing each other on the top of the pole, that thing, that's from their dying. That's Ashok's. Like that. So it's it comes from that time.
At that time, the Kshatriya, the king was in charge of the whole world, Earth.
Yeah, well, at least very big. You know, whether he's, how much he went into south, that's another thing. But because you have to remember is that the main part, that because over this side is considered Radhadesh, so it's kind of beyond, you know, the place where cultured people live, like that, you know, and then South India, then there were, you know, somebody there, it was a difficulty, and so that main point in, what do you call it? What's it called? I'm not sure it's not called Aryavarta, which means from the Indian Ocean, across below the Himalayas, down to the Bay of Bengal. That line is considered the main area of the kingdom. Because outside that, then you have all the others going on. Because like what was happening in Europe at this time.
Right?
He's kind of, you know, he's chasing down some wild boars and stuff like that. And, you know, that kind of jazz. So it's just, this is where you have all those who are supposed to be following the Vedic culture.
Humans.
So the point is that the world as such, you know, Bharat Varsha, those who follow the Vedic culture, is getting smaller and smaller.
Yes. Yes.
So when he says the world here, it can also mean just the Vedic world.
Yes.
Like that.
It's mentioned in Bhavishya Puran that during this time only the Chinese attack, and they're already attacking with iron and other kind of missiles. And they lose.
And they lose. The Chinese lose. Yeah, probably they don't talk much about that.
This was way before 2005 and 2000 years.
Yeah, yeah. No, because they're the ones that came up with gunpowder. But somehow or another, the Europeans always take the credit for making it, weaponizing it. Because they just use it for the, fireworks. And stuff, but it appears that they knew how to do these other things also. But even if they didn't use that, they had other, because you see, when Arjuna then, when burning the Kandava forest, they were also shooting missiles and stuff at them. You know, so these kind of things have always been there. It's just the more mechanistic, so the Vedic culture didn't you know, the those from you know, following the Satvagun didn't prefer that. They just stuck to their Astras. Right. Yeah, no, it's far out. But,
the marriage is Chanakya time. It was about around what time? Chanakya,
like 2,500 years ago, or
yeah.
About 2,500. Mm. So 500 BC, like that, yes. 500, 600. So that means you've already come. You've already come down, you know, some thousands of years.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Shukadeva Goswami continued, Ashoka Vardhana would be followed by Suyasha, whose son will be Sangata. His son will be Shalishuka, and Shalishuka's son will be Soma Sharma. And Soma Sharma's son will be Satadanva. His son will be known as Brihadrata. O best of the Kurus, these 10 Maurya kings will rule the earth for 137 years of the Kali Yuga. I've also heard it said that, someone's telling me that I don't know up to when, but just till some time back in the Indian history, in the books, then they used this lineage as given in Bhagavatam. Mm. This was given as the, you know, the line of the kings.
Yeah.
But it may have been up to independence.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, when they still worried about kings. Right? They
kicked out the man, some Yuta might have.
Yeah. My dear King Parikit, Agni Mitra will follow as king, and then Suyeshta. Suyeshta will be followed by Vasumitra, Bhadraka, and the son of Bhadraka, Pulinda. Then the son of Pulinda, named Kosha, will rule, followed by Vajramitra, Bhagavata, and Devabhuti. In this way, O most eminent of the Kuru Hirus, 10 Sunga kings will rule over the earth for more than 100 years. Then the earth will come under the subjugation of the kings of the Kanva dynasty, will manifest very few good qualities. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, O commander of Brihadrata's army, the commander of Brihadrata's army will kill Brihadrata and make himself king. His name will be Pushpa Mitra, the first king of the Sunga dynasty. He will be followed by 9 others, starting with Agni Mitra. The 10 kings will last for 112 years. Right? So they don't rule for very long. See, before they're ruling for longer, and now it gets shorter and shorter. Like before, it's what, 36,000 years. That's coming down. You know, so, you know, they get 10, 12, depending on who kills who first. Right? Because otherwise, it's not that it's going, it's just something happens. Sukadeva Goswami continued. Vasudeva, an intelligent minister coming from the Kanva dynasty, will kill the last of the Sunga kings, a lusty debauchee named Devabhuti, and assume rulership himself. The son of Vasudeva will be Bhumitra, and his son will be Narayana. These kings of the Kanva dynasty will rule the earth for 345 more years of the Kali Yuga. The last of the Kanvas, Susharma, will be murdered by his own servant, Bali, a low-class Shudra of the Andhra race. This most degraded Bali Maharaj, or Maharaj Bali, will have control over the earth for some time. The brother of Bali, named Krishna, will become the next ruler of the earth. His son will be Santakarna, and his son will be Purnamasa. The son of Purnamasa will be Lambodara, who will father Maharaj Chibilaka. From Chibilaka will come Megaswasti, whose son will be Atamana. The son of Atamana will be Anishta Karma. Anishta Karma. Not fixed in doing his duties. Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's not going in the right direction.
Yeah, it's not going in the His son will be Haleya, and his son will be Talaka. The son of Talaka will be Purisha Bhiru, and following him, Sunanda will become king. Sunanda will be followed by Chakora and the 8 Bahus, among whom Shiva Swati will be a great subduer of enemies. The son of Shiva Swati will be Gomati. His son will be Puriman, whose son will be Medashira. His son will be Shiva Skanda, and his son will be Yajnashri. The son of Yajnashri will be Vijaya, who will have two sons, Chandra Vigya and Lomadhi. These 30 kings will enjoy sovereignty over the earth for a total of 456 years. O favorite son of the Kurus, then will follow 7 kings of the Abhira race from the city of Avabriti, and then 10 Garbhadhis. After them, 16 kings of the Kankas will rule and will be known for their excessive greed. Kankana. Doesn't Kankana have something to do with gold?
That is Kana.
Kana, okay. 8 Yavanas will then take power, followed by 14 Turukshkas, 10 Gurundas, and 11 kings of the Malana dynasty. These Abhiras, Garbhadhis, and Kankas will enjoy the earth for 1,099 years, and the Malas will rule for 300 years. When all of them had died off, there will appear in the city of Kila, a dynasty of kings consisting of Bhutananda, Vangiri, Shishunandi, Shishunandi's brother, Jashonandi, and Praviraka. These kings of Kila Kila will hold sway for a total of 106 years. The Kila Kilas will be followed by their 13 sons, the Bahlikas, and after them, King Pushpamitra, his son Durmitra, 7 Andras, 7 Kaushalas, and also kings of Vidura and Nishada provinces, will separately rule in different parts of the world. There will then appear a king of the Magadhas named Vishvas Purji, who will be like another Puranjaya. He will turn all the civilized classes into low-class, uncivilized men, in the same category as the Palindas, Yadus, and Madrakas. Okay. Foolish king. Is that why they changed it to Chennai? Foolish king Vrishas Purji will maintain all the citizens in ungodliness and will use his power to completely disrupt the Kshatriya order. From his capital, Padmavati, he will rule that part of the earth extending from the source of the Ganga to Prayag. At that time, the Brahmanas of such provinces as Saurashtra, Avanti, Abhira, Sura, Arbuda, and Maulava will forget all their regulative principles, and the members of the royal order in these places will become no better than Shudras. We're thinking, no, but they were nice kings.
Yes.
So then, no better than Shudras. So then, what is the vantage points by which we're looking at?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Shudras,
the Brahmins then go to Tamil Nadu.
Oh.
Till now, there is a group of Shudras from Tamil
Nadu. Oh. You mean the ones from Gujarat?
Yeah, yeah.
That went down there, the Shaivites. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I think from Persia and that, they keep coming over and attacking the Shiva temple there?
Somnath,
yeah, and taking everything. So at one point they got fed up and just went down south. So they're the one, they're mentioned here.
Saurashtra,
okay. Yeah, because they don't follow anymore. They just do business. The land along the Sindhu River, as well as the districts of Chandrabhaga County and Kashmira, will be ruled by Shudras, fallen Brahmins, and meat eaters. That sums up Kashmir. Yeah. Having having given up the Vedic civilization, they will have lost all spiritual strength. There will be many such uncivilized kings ruling at the same time. Right? Because before you see is that the kings, they would rule the whole area.
Yeah.
Then it comes to one point where now they just rule in their different places all at once. Yeah. There's no more big kingdom. There will be many such uncivilized kings ruling at the same time, O King Parikit. And they will all be uncharitable, possessed of fierce tempers, and great devotees of irreligion and falsity. At least they
that they will have Nishta.
Yeah, something then. These barbarians, in the guise of kings, will devour the citizenry, murdering innocent women, children, cows, and Brahmins, and coveting the wives and property of other men. They will eradicate in their moods. They will be erratic in their moods, have little strength of character, and be very short-lived. Right? You see, so it's a Kali Yuga thing when kings are... Because in Europe, you'd have that same kind of attitude. Mm. But it's a Kali Yuga thing. It's not, you know, if you go back in time, you see that you didn't find that. Have little strength of character and be very short-lived. Indeed, not purified by any Vedic rituals and lacking in the practice of regular principles, they will be completely covered by the modes of passion and ignorance. The citizen governed by these low-class kings will imitate the character, behavior, and speech of their rulers. Harassed by their leaders and by each other, they will all suffer ruination, right? Harassed by the ruler and each other. Conclusion. Imitating the low-class leaders, the common men will suffer ruination. Yeah. Chapter 2, the symptoms of Kali Yuga. Before you got a little flavor of it. Before. Pratigya. Even though a person's body may now have the designation, quote unquote, king, in the end, its name will be worms, stool, or ashes.
Oh, hilarious.
Adhyaya Prakashika. In the second chapter, the faults of Kali Yuga, the appearance of Kalki, the characteristics of Kali, and beginning of Satya Yuga are described. So they just take it all the way through to the end of the cycle. Right? Because it's already getting boring, so then they'll speed it up and you go, basically get that go through, you know, 400,000 years really quickly, and then, you know, then with that.
Now, can we say that this is one of the reasons not to be attached to this material world?
Yes. So that's what was explained before, is that it's being given, so after hearing all these nights, then you start, and then you lose interest in what's going on. Otherwise, you think, you know, before you might think it's like, you know,
you can stay, yeah.
You know, okay. Yeah. As the age of Kali progresses, all good qualities of men diminish and all impure qualities increase. Atheistic systems of so-called religion become predominant, replacing the codes of Vedic law. But atheist system, they replace the code, so it's just man-made, right? The kings become just like highway bandits. The people in general become dedicated to low occupations. And all the social classes become just like Shudras. All cows become like goats. All spiritual hermitage become like materialistic homes. And family ties extend no further than the immediate relationship of marriage. And that's on a good day. When the age of Kali has almost ended, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will incarnate. He will appear in the village of Shambhala, in the home of the exalted Brahmana Vishnu Yasa, and will take the name Kalki. He will mount his horse, Devadatta, and taking his sword in hand, will roam about the earth, killing millions of bandits in the guise of kings. Govindamar is once giving a class. You know, on, somehow or another, it was on this part, on the part, so they're going through, and about Kalki and his horse. And one of the questions is somebody asked, what's the name of his horse?
His guy,
Kalki's horse. You know, instead of the pastime, what's going, no, what's the name of the horse? Could have asked, what kind of grass? Does he eat grass?
And what color is it?
Yeah, like that. Here he gives the name.
Yeah,
his sword, okay. Then the signs of the next Satya Yuga will begin to appear. When the moon, sun, and the planet Brihaspati enter simultaneously into one constellation and conjoin in the lunar mansion Pushya, Satya Yuga will begin, right? Because you can tell the date. Like Kali Yuga, there's a date. It started on Wednesday. They can tell you like that. At what time? They can. The astrologers can calculate it. So it's all. Yeah.
That's why we have Deva.
And that's why we have the Theopolis. Yes. You know, so in line with on the seventh day they rested. and the rest day was good. Okay, in the order of Satya, Treta, Dvapara, and Kali, the cycle of four ages rotates in the society of living entities in this universe. The chapter ends with a brief description of the future dynasties of the sun and moon coming from Vivasvatamanu in the next Satya Yuga. Even now, two saintly Kshatriyas are living who at the end of this Kali Yuga will reinitiate the pious dynasties of the sun god Vivasvan and the moon god Chandra. One of these kings is Devapi, a brother of Maharaj Shantanu, and the other is Maru, a descendant of Ikshvaku. They are biding their time incognito in a village named Kalapa. Right, so they just hang out there. I mean, what they have to do, go off and they come back and then get kids. Otherwise, they're always the same.
Do you know where Kalapa is?
I'm not sure. It may be up in the Himalayas. You know, there's that village up in Badri Gashram and stuff like that. Okay. We'll continue on Thursday. Not this Thursday, the next one. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Prabhupada ki.